Gunter Verheugen, Vice President of the European Commission, is currently in Prague meeting senior Czech politicians, including Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek. But he's certainly no stranger to the Czech capital. He was a frequent visitor prior to May 2004 in his then capacity as Commissioner for Enlargement. On his first visit since the Czech Republic and nine other countries joined the EU, he discussed the experience of the last 2 years and prospects for further enlargement with journalists, including my colleague Ian Willoughby.
My impression is that all our promises came true. My political assessment after 2 years of membership of your country in the European Union is a very clear one. The Czech Republic is good for Europe and Europe is good for the Czech Republic.
Given the current atmosphere in the European Union and the failure of the Constitution, do you think after the next enlargement with Romania and Bulgaria, will there be further enlargement in the future?
Certainly, there will. This is history and not political day-to-day work. But certainly we will not see such a strong and exhausting effort as we made with the accession of the 10 or 12. And by the way, I have always said that everybody should be aware that after the accession of the 10 Eastern and Central European countries, which will be completed at the end of this year, for a very long time, the western border of the former Soviet Union will be the eastern border of the European Union, excluded the Baltic countries, of course, which are members of the European Union. I have said that very, very often. My view is that he indeed must offer our neighbors something else. We cannot tell them, you have to wait. So we have to develop the relations. When I was still in charge, I have developed the so-called European neighborhood policy, which means that we offer countries like Ukraine or the other neighbors the full economic integration and gradually more political integration. Your question was whether we will see more enlargement. The answer is yes, and I give you the reason why. If a European nation decides that it wants to belong to the European Union, there is no power in the world strong enough to keep it away from that.
What about Turkey?
Turkey, we are already negotiating. We are already negotiating with Turkey. The strategic and geopolitical reasons for that are obvious, and we will see after a certain period of time whether Turkey can meet our standards or not. And the political point here is that a Turkey that would eventually join the European Union would be a completely different Turkey. It would be a Turkey that nobody must be afraid of. And my advice in that case is, no, let them negotiate and let the Turks do their homework. Let them continue with the far-reaching reform process in their institutional system and their judiciary system and in the economy that they have started. And then at the end of the day, we will decide.
And that was Gunter Verheugen, Vice President of the European Commission, speaking there to Ian Willoughby.